This is program number LW2644. Well, you've heard the old expression, you can't judge a book by its cover. Well, you can't. You can't always judge a man by the way he looks, either. Hi, this is Larry West. Not too long ago, in a Kentucky newspaper, a speech given by Colonel Andrew Cowan in 1909 was reprinted. It was in honor of the laying of a cornerstone of a shrine dedicated to Abraham Lincoln. Colonel Cowan tells of an experience he had during his early Army days. Here's what he said. I was 20 years old and was stationed near Washington when President Lincoln came to our camp one blazing hot day in June. He said, I ran to the colonel's quarters to feast my eyes on a president. There was Abraham Lincoln, surrounded by nearly 1,000 men of our regiment, and as I gazed on him, my heart sank. He was very homely, and to my notion, he seemed uncouth and without dignity. He was shaking hands right and left while the sweat streamed down his long, homely face. On his head was a plug hat, weather-beaten and faded. He wore a faded linen duster coat. I was but a boy. My young eyes could not see through the homely husk, the whitest soul a nation knew. I turned away, he said, without shaking his hand. That was only 3 months before Lincoln was assassinated, and Cowan later confessed that he had been a foolish man to judge Abraham Lincoln by his appearance. I don't know about you, but I find it amazing how easy it is to judge a man by his appearance. And I guess that not all of it is our fault. I mean, we did learn it from the time we were little kids, didn't we? I mean, remember the ugly duckling? That's the story we learned when we were kids. A story about a little duck who had no friends, all because of his looks. What about Sleeping Beauty? She wasn't sleeping ugly. Or you know why Rudolph was so unpopular among the other reindeer? It was that funny little red nose that the others couldn't stand. That is, until they needed something only Rudolph could supply. We judge each other according to appearance. It's not fair, but it's real. In his book entitled Hide or Seek, Dr. James Dobson tells of the response his own little girl received before and after something happened to her pretty little face. These are his words. When my little girl was 15 months old, she had physical features which seemingly appealed to adults. He says, her mother dressed her attractively and there was considerable warmth and affection shown to her wherever she went. People would hold her in their arms, tease her, and give her candy. However, 3 months after her first birthday, she rearranged her features for the worse. He says, I had driven home from the hospital at the end of a work day and was met by my wife in the driveway. She was holding our little girl in her arms, and they were both splattered with blood. He said his little girl was learning to run, and her mother was playfully chasing her through the house. Suddenly, the little toddler darted to the left, losing her balance. She fell into the sharp edge of a table in the living room, catching her front tooth squarely as she went down. The inside of her lip was slashed and cut and looked terrible. Then Dr. Dobson says that people's responses to his baby girl changed. He said, the next evening, I took her with me to a store, and I had momentarily forgotten about her accident. But, he says, I noticed that people were responding differently to her than they had earlier. They would look at her and then turn away. Instead of warmth, love, and tenderness previously offered to her, there was a rejection and coolness which they unconsciously demonstrated. He says, they were not trying to be mean. They simply didn't find her attractive any longer. Judging by appearance, it's unfair. It's not right. But it's real. That's what Colonel Cowan did to Abraham Lincoln. That's what we all do, I suppose, to babies. But you know, the real worth of an individual is not based upon how he looks. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I am so glad how the Bible shows God looks at the heart of a man and not so much on his outward appearance. God cares for what a person is, for God loves you so much. He died for you. I have a Bible study course I'd love to send to you. It's free of charge. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.